You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai haere mai ki te hōtaka parakawahi. Welcome along, you're on The Breakfast Show here at BFM and we've got some special guests in the studio. Welcome to Te Kahu. Kia ora Em, how are you?
Kia ora Rach, I'm so good. And we're like so happy to be here, got my mates here, sing some waiata for y'all.
Do you want to introduce the band before we get started?
Yeah.
Who else is in the room right now?
Right now we've got Joel Mulholland, producer and engineer of the year. We've got, and he obviously has produced this record, if you didn't know, the debut Te Kahuorangi record. And then we've also got Ames, who is otherwise known as Hina, an incredible artist in her own right and the coolest backing singer frickin' / bestie around. And then we've also got manager of the year, Paula Ray Yeoman.
Fantastic.
So yeah, it's a good time.
It's a good time and it is a fantastic crew. And I'm so stoked that we've got you all in here to perform this morning because we've been talking about the Te Kahu project for the last year almost now and it's very nearly out in the world. Tell us how you're feeling, Em.
I'm honestly buzzing. I feel like I'm equal parts exhausted and riding high like all the time because
yeah.
so many amazing, incredible things have come out of, you know, this project that really was just like a passion project and something that I just started to kind of give back and benefit my people and, you know, as like a way for me to embody all of the teachings of my like nannies and stuff. So it's kind of been pretty remarkable, to be honest, and just very humbling to know that, you know, both my people and, you know, Pākehā alike really enjoy this waiata.
Totally. And now most people, I'm sure, who are listening will know you as Thea as well, your other more like hyper-pop project. So this is really a big departure from that sound. But we've talked about this before. It's not a departure from the kaupapa. That's always kind of, it has different ways it comes about. But the it's still you at the centre of this, really. And it's your whānau too. And we're going to hear two songs this morning. Do you want to talk to us a wee bit about the first track?
Yeah, so Ko Taupiri Te Waiata Tuatahi, E Waiata Nei Mātou. So the first track is Taupiri, and Taupiri is the name of my ancestral mountain and our holy mountain for my iwi Waikato, and it's also the beautiful place where all of my nannies and my ancestors for many, many generations, like, you know, eight generations back, have all been laid to rest and reside still to this very day on that maunga. And Taupiri means close embrace, and I feel like when I go and visit her, like, she's just such a beautiful, nurturing presence. Yeah.
Well, I think we should have a listen to it and then we can have a bit more of a chat about the record. And we're going to do the classic BFM microphone do-si-do here. There we go. All right.
Loves it. Thank you.
classic BFM mic noise. That was gorgeous. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
I felt very transported then. I don't even know how many minutes just passed, but it was gorgeous.
Oh,
I think
you.
There's something really incredible about hearing these songs in, because I know that they've been a long time written for you, and also drawing on things that are so personal but also collective as well. Do you want to tell us a wee bit about the process for writing for this album?
Yeah, well, I've most of the tracks have came about literally just from me writing and messing around with melodies in my room, and then sending them to my mate Joel here with some references of, you know, sounds and things, and then he goes on to produce from there, which is really cool. And then there's like one other track that was done on the record, which is called E Hine, where instead of starting with a melody, I literally just started with one chord. Combined with the classic Māori strum, which is amazing, and with the idea that it would almost be like a drone idea, yeah. where the chord is consistent and you know, ever present, but that the melody and the lyrics would lead the waiata. And then the beginning track and the ending track are both a cappella, so of course they came together literally by themselves. And then there's one other track which is called E Taku Hua Kai Manua, and she was the first track that I released, and that was done in collaboration with my friend Oh Boy over in Sydney. And so that's when like Oh Boy sent me a beautiful little piano ballad type beat kind of vibe, and then I just wrote on that. So yeah, it pretty much everything starts literally with me thinking about you know, what I feel like I need to write about, and then between my own kind of whakaaro and feelings, and then also thinking about you know, mātauranga and whakatauki and all of these amazing ways that our ancestors, you know, weave together proverbs and things like that. Yeah,
for sure. I mean, I think that's beautiful. I really want to hear about the second song in just a moment, but we should talk about when the album comes out, because people are probably chomping at the bit to get it in their lives now. When are we going to be able to hear this whole thing in the world, Em?
Well, Te Kahu Orangi, debut Te Kahu record is dropping May 6th.
Woohoo, that's very soon. That's basically kind of a week and a bit.
Yeah,
nice.
Legit.
Can't believe we're almost at May. That's terrifying, but let's not go there. That's so awesome. And also, you're playing a special Matsuriki show. Tell us a bit about that.
Oh my gosh, I am. It's going to be held at the Tuning Fork on the actual day that Matariki is being observed this year for the first time ever. So that's June 24, and it's pretty much going to be the first time that the whole Te Kahu album will be played in full from beginning to end, which I'm really excited about.
That's awesome.
And then on the lineup is a bunch of other incredible Māori musicians and talent to be announced, which is going to be really special as well. So please, like, go to Mosh Ticks or the Tuning Fork website and cop a ticket and come along and tautoko Māori art and waiata Māori.
Hard out. Can't think of a better way to spend that first official Matariki. It's going to be very special. Also, you've been doing a bit of a crowdfunding to get a vinyl release, and you hit your target, which is awesome. How are you feeling about that?
I'm actually buzzing, and I'm incredibly humbled at the fact that over 60 people went out of their way to tautoko this kaupapa, which is just so touching, because it's like, I definitely would not have been able to, like, the entire project is practically self-funded, you know, with me doing my mahi to try and pay for everything, and this is like the one thing I definitely wouldn't have been able to pay myself. So it's just an absolute blessing, because I'm like, this record is, you know, he taonga tuku iho, like a treasure to be passed down, you know, and something that will just... yeah, kind of relate to everyone when you hear it on that medium of vinyl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm extremely blessed, and they're getting pressed by Holiday Records.
Woo-hoo.
So can't wait till y'all can all, you know, get them and play them at home.
Oh, that's so exciting. Tell us a little bit about this next song, Em.
This next waiata is called Kiwi Weka, and she is an extremely famous composition from my great-grandmother, Mite Te Aho, Karakakukutai. And this waiata is a composition that she wrote during the Second World War, talking about how wahine Māori or Māori woman were kind of like related, I suppose, to kiwi and weka, in the fact that they had to, you know, at that time, stay home, nurture, you know, their whānau and everything. Meanwhile, American soldiers spent a lot of time in the port where my people are from, when they were like waiting to go over to Japan and Hawaii and things like that. And so pretty much like the sadness that comes from having those people fly in, stay for a moment like seagulls and then fly off again. It kind of just talks about, I suppose, the trauma of when, because our people didn't conscript, Waikato was firmly, you know, with the kingitanga, that we were not going to fight, you know, a battle that was not ours, yet the war still came to us in a way. And so this waiata talks about that.
Fantastic. Well, I will give this a little sanitize, pass it over to you. Take it away.
Kai roto waikato ko te tari o te orae. Ringitia mai, ringitia mai, waiatia mai, tui tuia mai. Kai roto waikato ko te tari o te orae. Ko te tari o te orae. Ki te polo, ki te polo kautau, ki te matua, he painua i oe. He ori hori noe o te mamai o tō tinana e. Hey.
There we go. Thank you so much. thank you to Kahu. That was a really beautiful performance. So looking forward to hearing the album and seeing the Matariki show as well. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Takufua. Pleasure.
We'll see you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.